IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program today is special. We would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Muharram 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Mordad 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of August 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We would like again to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the guide of the Muslims. The father gently touched the fevered forehead of his son. Imam Sajjad opened his eyes after feeling his father's caress. The father's kind face always boosted his morale, but this time it was different. The day after, the father was about to set off for an unequal battle, but the son was unable to join and help his father. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam looked at his son kindly and whispered, "O time, shame on you. Everyone will die one day, and it is the custom of time, which is loyal to no one. All return to God, and all of those alive should traverse this path." From that moment, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam understood the great responsibility which was entrusted to him after the martyrdom of his father, and history proved that he well succeeded in fulfilling his duty. We again express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of the best of the worshippers of Allah on earth, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, Zainul Abidin.
Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, through his knowledge, through his wisdom, he was able to educate people. One day they came and they told him that one of the scholars, and this scholar, he is a scholar that is very respected, very accepted in the Sunni school of thought today, and especially amongst the Sufis. They told him that this man, Al-Hasan al-Basri, his name is Al-Hasan al-Basri, he says, لَيْسَ الْعَجَبْ مِمَّنْ هَلَكْ كَيْفَ هَلَكْ وَأَمَّ الْعَجَبْ مِمَّنْ نَجَى كَيْفَ نَجَى. Meaning that the mercy of Allah is very small. He says, I'm not surprised if someone goes to hell, but I'm surprised when someone goes to heaven. So the Imam, he replied, بَلَّيْسَ الْعَجَبْ مِمَّنْ نَجَى كَيْفَ نَجَى وَأَمَّا الْعَجَبْ مِمَّنْ هَلَكْ كَيْفَ هَلَكْ مَعَ سَعَةِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He says, no. In fact, it's the other way around. I'm not surprised when someone goes to heaven because Allah's mercy is so vast. Allah has made it very easy for everyone to go to paradise. But I'm surprised when someone fails the test and they end up going to the hellfire. This is one of the ways that the Imam taught people. So there was a short period where he was able to speak, but most of the time he had to do it through other tactics. Some of his other tactics was through purchasing slaves. I mentioned that during that time, during the time of Bani Umayyah, the Muslim empire was growing and they would bring in a lot of slaves. Of course, slavery is not something that was started by Islam. Slavery was something that was inherited by Islam, and Islam dealt with it in a way to eradicate it. You see, most of our rulings, many of our teachings, for example, if you did not fast in the month of Ramadan, one of the first kafara that you have to do is free a slave. For example, if you did a mistake in something else, you have to free a slave. The religion of Islam, it promoted and it encouraged people to remove slavery. But of course, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he was able to do that. He was able to educate people and eradicate slavery through purchasing slaves. Now someone would say, how did he purchase slave and he is eradicating slavery? Because he is empowering them. What he did was he would purchase slaves, and then he would teach them, he would educate them, they would learn the language, they would learn the religion, they would be empowered, then 1 year later, he would free them in the way of Allah. And this is how Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam managed to educate society.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the
struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. The program today is special. Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, addressing the people of Kufa, stated, O people, you broke your covenant with my father and confronted him. I am the son of the Imam who was beheaded near Euphrates, whereas he had enforced no oppression against anyone and applied no trick. How evil can you be? If God's messenger tells you, you killed my son, broke up my privacy, and you are not my ummah, are you able to look into his eyes on the day of resurrection? The words of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam impressed the people of Kufa, so much so that the sound of crying rose from everywhere. Imam As-Sajjad's disclosure pushed aside the curtain of deceit and hypocrisy from the Umayyad dynasty. In this trip, the Imam delivered a speech deeply impressed the audience. In this trip, the Imam delivered a speech that deeply impressed the audience. The Imam ascended the pulpit and, after citing the virtues of the Holy Prophet's household, introduced himself and his ancestors. Then he turned to Yazid and said, Is Muhammad my grandfather or yours? If you say that Muhammad is your grandfather, you have lied and denied the truth. And if you say that Muhammad is my grandfather, why have you killed his sons? Yazid prevented the continuation of Imam Sajjad's speech. History indicates that most of the people condemned Yazid, and since then, the wave of opposition to the Umayyad government in all the Islamic lands escalated. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page expresses its condolences on this sad occasion. Please stay tuned. As-salamu alaykum, ya ahla baytin nubuwa, ya ahla baytin nubuwa, ya ahla baytin nubuwa. The martyrdom of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. During his 34-year imamate, in addition to conveying the message of Ashura, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam attempted to keep alive this great event in people's mind, so that this great epic would inspire the next generations and nations in fighting oppression and injustice. On the other hand, the Imam worked much to express the principles and teachings of Islam. A collection of the Imam's precious prayers and supplications, named Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, had been left behind, which includes ethical, social, and cultural issues. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam stated, "Whenever Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn remembered the blessings of Allah, he embarked on prostration. And whenever God kept him away from a bitter incident, he also embarked on prostration. The Imam also prostrates after every obligatory prayer, and that's why he was entitled Sajjad, which in Arabic means the one who prostrates much." Thus, during his imamate, from the post days of the Ashura tragedy till years later, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam embarked on campaign against the Umayyads with different tactics and methods. In the year 95 AH, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was poisoned and martyred on the order of the Umayyad ruler Walid ibn Abdul Malik. Imam Sajjad says, "The route of those who go forward without the guidance of truth is narrow and dark. Be with God to ease the hardships for you and to make the far close to you." A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Salawat upon Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn al-Husayn Sayyid al-Abidin Alladhi istakhlastahu li nafsihi waja'alta minhu a'immat al-huda alladhina yahduna bil-haq wa bihi ya'dilun ikhtartahu li nafsihi wa tahhartahu min ar-rijs wastafaytahu wa ja'altahu hadiyan mahdiyan اللهم فصل عليه أفضل ما صليت على أحد من ذرية أنبيائه حتى تبلغ به ما تغفر به عينه في الدنيا إنك عزيز حكيم. O Allah, please send blessings upon Ali, the son of Al-Husayn, the chief of worshippers, whom you have purely dedicated to yourself, and have brought forth from him the leaders of true guidance. who guide to the truth and judge with it. You have chosen him for yourself, purified him against filth, selected him, and made him guide and well guided. O Allah, send blessings upon him with the most excellent blessings that you have ever sent upon any of your Prophet's offspring, so that these blessings raise him in what delights his eye in this world and the hereafter. You are very almighty and wise.
Allahumma salli ala unwani sahifatil mutanassikin wa misbahi musalla al mutahajjidin wa misdaqi haqiqati as-sadiqin al-imam Abi Muhammad Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin.
We again express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of this great man, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.